Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
At the Home Depot, extra long weekends mean extra big appliance savings. Right now, get a Samsung French door fridge in fingerprint-resistant black stainless steel for just $1,498. You save over $800. Plus, get 12 months financing on appliance purchases of $299 or more with your Home Depot consumer credit card. Nobody beats our prices. Guaranteed. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Credit offer valid through February 22nd. U.S. only, subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Get to JCPenney's President's Day sale and save up to 30% on select major appliances. Plus, get 30-month special financing on purchases of $7.99 or more with your JCPenney credit card. Plus, get free delivery and basic installation on appliance purchases over $2.99. Save on major appliances now at JCPenney's President's Day sale. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. GE, GE Profile, and GE Cafe limited to 10% off savings. Subject to credit approval. Must request at time of purchase. See store associate for details. Available in select stores. Financing terms valid 2/8 to 2/20.
When it's time to get busy on Valentine's Day, celebrate your date the Trojan way. We got condoms galore, and that's for sure. Grab some when you step out to the store. Bearskin, Magnum, Ants, whatever. As long as you're wearing one when you're together, just wrap it up, wrap it up. On Valentine's Day, make sure you wrap it up.
Wrap it up this Valentine's Day with Trojan condoms. Available now at your local retailer. Trojan, America's number one most trusted condom brand.
Wrap it up, wrap it up.
Trojan.
This Valentine's Day, love is giving at the new Pandora Boutique at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry. For a limited time, come discover the Loving Hearts of Pandora gift set. This stunning set includes the Loving Hearts of Pandora necklace and sparkling love earrings, all packaged in a beautiful keepsake box. And it's only $125 while supplies last. It's the Pandora gift that will make your Valentine's heart skip a beat. That's why he went to Jared. See store for details.
The voice of the fan for over 25 years. We couldn't have done it without you, the Score listener. Thank you for 25 great years. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Matt Vaticola. Don't miss your chance to watch Big Ten basketball at Welsh Ryan Arena as the Cats host Maryland on Wednesday at 6. Limited tickets remain. Buy now at nusports.com.
It certainly was huge. I had to make some dangerous plays, a couple of key ones there in overtime. But nice to see him get a big win for us and broke that schneid that we had against his team, and certainly nice to break it.
Blackhawks head coach Joel Quenneville and Corey Crawford finished with 35 saves in the game. Jonathan Toews had the game winner in overtime. It was a 4-3 final over Minnesota. The Hawks play in Winnipeg tomorrow and Edmonton on Saturday. AHL, the Wolves host San Antonio tomorrow night. Puck drops at 7. In the NBA, the Bulls lost at Golden State 123-92. They played without Dwayne Wade, who was sick. Jimmy Butler missed his third consecutive game with a heel contusion. The road trip continues tomorrow night in Phoenix. The Twitter machine telling us that MRI on Jabari Parker shows he has a torn ACL. Elsewhere in the NBA this evening, if you're interested, nice doubleheader for you. The Cavs play at the Thunder early with Portland hosting Boston in the late game. Major League Baseball, the Cubs acquired 25-year-old right-handed pitcher Alec Mills from Kansas City. Mills appeared in 3 games last year for the Royals, spent a majority of his time between Double and Triple A, making 23 starts. David Rollins was designated for assignment to make room on the 40-man roster. Former Giant reliever Brian Wilson is planning a comeback as a knuckleballer. He hasn't played since 2014. In golf right now, AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am. There's a group of 5 that lead at 4-under. Jordan Spieth and Lefty are both 2-under through 11. College hoops tonight. Some games of interest. Purdue at Indiana. Duke hosts North Carolina. Wisconsin travels to Nebraska. And Oregon plays at UCLA. Searching for a solution to your damp and musty crawl space? Visit uswaterproofing.com to schedule a free consultation. And John Wick is back in action as he heads to Rome to face off the face off with the world's deadliest killers. Tune in to 670 The Score this week. That's right here to win passes to see the film for free, John Wick Chapter 2, in theaters now. I'm Matt Abatacola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Welcome back, my friend, to the show that never ends.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
The Bulls have always been important to me. I never thought I would get to the point when it stopped being fun watching this team for me. 2011 Eastern Conference Finals was the last time I felt about this team. Not good, not bad, but I'm talking about truly felt. I cannot tell you as a Bulls fan when this team will ever be good again. Ever. Why? They don't have the impetus to be good. There's nothing telling Michael Reinsdorf or Jerry Reinsdorf or anybody below them or beneath them in the organization why they should make an attempt to be good again.
Bernstein and Golf, the new afternoon show on The Score.
Eddie Johnson.
It's the makeup of your team, because I don't care what coach you are. We've seen veteran coaches get fired. We've seen young coaches get fired. We've seen veteran coaches lose their team. We've seen young coaches lose the team. It's really the player. You got to have guys on your team that's willing to stand up, and the Bulls don't. And so Fred Hoiberg, a coach that has a tremendous heart, he's a friend of mine. I know how smart Fred is. He left the front office and went to Iowa State, turned their program into a winner. So he understands the game, but it's hard for him because he's not going to get in the face of guys. He's not going to be confrontational. And guess what? That's what they wanted, because Thibodeau was that guy, and they grew tired of him. To me, it all starts in that locker room.
More action. More excitement. More everything.
Bernstein and Golf, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Let's talk about those Bulls. We continue the discussion on the Home Run Inn Pizza Hotline. Shake off the cold with a hot Home Run Inn Pizza. Tonight, Joe Cowley covers the Bulls for the Sun-Times. He's on Twitter at Suntimes_hoops. Hello, Joe.
Gentlemen, how you guys doing?
Good, man.
Good. Was the Jimmy Butler thing, was it serious? Because it kind of sounded like the conversation wasn't serious, and then when it got elevated to this status where I just don't know that it mirrored what the tone of the conversation was. So tell us.
No. I mean, I think it was serious, but I just don't know how. You know, his whole thing was, look, if I knew this cat was a free agent, I'm already talking to dudes that are about to be free agents, but the problem is, even if I talk to him, there's stuff I can't control and there's stuff he can't control. So it's kind of like, we can talk all we want, but they obviously know they need another scorer if they want to jump into this thing and actually get out of the first round if they make the playoffs. So, it is what it is. I mean, they're Dwayne and Jimmy are here to try to attract guys and bring in big name guys. And, if it builds a little three or a medium three, whatever you want to call it, so be it. So, will it get done? Again, there's so many pieces that are out of Jimmy's control or out of Dwayne's control. But, if you think about it, there's pieces that have already said they want to be moved. There's pieces that can be moved. Can the front office go ahead and do that? And the other thing, too, that is getting lost in this is Phil Jackson continues to crush the value of Carmelo Anthony. And with the things he's saying and the things, the tweets and all that stuff. So basically, it's almost like he's just willing to almost give him away the way he's acting. So why not make that call? And, you're a marketing team first. Go ahead and bring in another guy to put butts in the seats.
Is Dwayne Wade here next year if either or Gar Foreman and Fred Hoiberg are here?
Yeah. I don't think that has anything to Dwayne's kind of above that kind of stuff, I think. His whole thing is it's all about the players and the players that meaning Jimmy and he can talk to and bring in and stuff. I think the only thing that would sway that from happening is if this year just totally just goes down the drain and playing the type of basketball they were before 2 weeks ago.
You think his opinion of Gar Foreman didn't change after he was ceremoniously smacked down in front of everybody with the benching and, you know, him saying that he was going to take a step back behind closed doors in terms of how he's going to lead this team? You don't think?
No, because I think he came in knowing the reputation of Gar Forman as a buffoon, and now he's seen it firsthand. So I don't think he's surprised by it. You know, I mean, you knew what you're getting in. You knew, you know, it wasn't like Jimmy lied to him and told him Gar's this great guy and we all respect the hell out of him. Come join us. I mean, he's like, this is an obstacle we deal with. This is this. But, yeah, I mean, you know, I don't think there was any surprises that happened. You know, I just think that's the business of Bulls basketball these days.
We've had a ton of stories that have been flying all over the place, not just the news that both Paxson and Forman will be retained even if the team misses the playoffs, but the whole right. Randy Brown issue. And then Scottie Pippen has to come to his defense and say Randy Brown's not a snitch. Is it better for them to be on the road right now when they only have you and Casey and a couple other people following them around? I'm just wondering, had some of this happened during a homestand, this would have been a storm of all kinds of ass covering and stories changing and retractions, et cetera. It almost seems like it occurred with them in the right place for them to affect them less than it would otherwise.
Yeah, I know what you're saying, but I mean, what's Jim Rose going to come out and ask a tough question? Come on. What are we avoiding here? I mean, you know, I mean, it's. I get what you're saying, but I don't think it really would have mattered. And Randy Brown and I had a private discussion. There was a little meeting in where the hell were we? Sacramento. I don't even know what day it is or where we were. You know, I don't think any ground was gained, but. You know, it ended up with a handshake and an understanding that, okay, you know, I came away saying basically, okay, you're a recovering spy. Okay, there we go. You're trying to put your spy days behind you. I get it.
Well, how did he respond to that?
It was heated at first. Was, you know, I don't really know him that well, and he doesn't know me that well. And I think he thought I was going to react a certain way that he wanted to speak to me, and. You know, people quickly find out that, you know, I don't always react to what people hope that I react to. And so, you know, it was heated for a little bit and calmed down. And, you know, I understand now if I'm going to go ahead and, you know, the thing I told him that's not the first time that label has been put on you by me. So for you to react that like that now is bizarre, but whatever. You know, I mean, that was a discussion last year and even earlier this year when Boylan's name was even thrown in that mix of who players can trust and what they say, where does it go and where's this information? You know, you're supposed to be able to rely on these coaches and talk to them. And, you know, the same thing kind of happened with the White Sox, the whole Gary Pettis thing. And, mm-hmm. And then obviously with Don Cooper going behind all the coaches' backs and signing a deal and pretending like he was in the struggle for him to get this contract extension. Meanwhile, he had a deal. You know, you asked Greg Walker and Joey Cora and those guys who were in that coach's office when they found out how they treated Don Cooper after that. I don't think Cooper was able to dress or shower in that coach's room for a little while. So, you know, I mean, that you betray something like that, that doesn't go over well, especially in baseball. Basketball is a little different. But I don't think it would have been any different if it was home or away or anything like that. I mean, to get back to your question, I think the best thing that's going to happen to the Chicago Bulls is the New York Knicks, to be honest with you. I mean, because now they're the second most dysfunctional team in the NBA. I mean, you got the Knicks doing what they're doing, and that's capturing all the headlines and the whole, you know, Gar Paxson being retained, which is a great story by KC. I mean, I don't think any of us thought otherwise, but for him to actually nail that down, you know, kudos to him. And then you obviously have the, you know, just all the stuff that's been going on. So it's you know, the circus is on the road, but at the same time, I don't think it would have changed if they were home.
We know Gar Paxson is to blame for the draft results post Jimmy Butler, but who's to blame for the lack of development of these players? You got guys going up and down from the D League this year, and Denzel Valentine still doesn't look like he is up to speed in what's going on. You got Bobby Portis, who a couple of years ago people thought might be something. Now he might just be a throwaway or you know, something in a trade. Who's to blame for
Marcus
these
players? Tony Snell.
Who's to blame for a post Jimmy Butler draft results?
Yeah, you know, I don't know if it's player development as much as you drafted bums, and they're just, I mean, you know, they're just not developing because there's not a lot to develop. Yeah, I'm calling me crazy, but I just have a feeling Grayson Allen is going to be in a Bulls uniform next year. Just that's just what I see. And so, I mean, you know, I think they like a certain type, and they need to get away from that type. You know, this whole idea of these guys from the big colleges that put a lot of years in there, you know, it's nice, but, you know, I don't know if it's getting it done. So, you know, there's a reason guys are sliding to you, and there's a reason that, you know, you're falling in love with guys that no one else is. So I don't know how much development has to do with that. I will say this, the NBA is a little different as far as development, where a lot of the development comes from you and the work you're willing to put in. And I think that was the frustration that was coming out of Dwayne Wade's mouth a couple weeks ago, was do these young guys actually know what a good day's work is and what to work on? And, you know, we've been trying to tell them you got to do this and this and this. And look, these guys are all in the gym a lot. I will say that. I mean, you can't say that these young guys, this isn't a Marcus Teague situation where Marcus Teague was, you know, last guy in, first guy out, you know, because he had other things he had to attend. So, you know, it's a different situation, these guys. These guys are putting the work in, but is it smart work? I mean, are you just goofing around playing horse, or are you actually working on things that you need to improve on? So, you know, that to me, a lot of that falls on the player in the NBA.
I heard Mark Schanowski on earlier analyzing Denzel Valentine and just saying that in practice and in D-League games, he plays a different game. And a lot of that is because there's more space. He can be more relaxed because it is a different game. And I word this way on purpose, but I don't mean it glibly. Who does Valentine think he is?
He doesn't know. I mean, when you ask him that, he just says a basketball player, and that's a cute little answer and a nice little answer from a PR standpoint. Wow, he's got a basketball player. He doesn't need a position. But to me, he's most effective when they're putting the ball in his hand. And that goes back to Summer League, when we watched him in Summer League, and he was playing a lot more of the point, you know, big point guard. I thought he was able to play with freedom, and he played played with ease at that point. When he's getting thrown in there now, that's not the case. And there's times you see him running out that three-point line, and, you know, he hasn't been the most consistent three-point shooter, so he's not getting the ball there. I don't think he's athletic enough to do some things as far as the cutting and slashing. I think he's kind of getting lost because they haven't figured out what to do with him exactly. To me, I'd make him the backup point guard, and I would use him in that capacity and put a ball in his hands. And, you know, if you want Rajon Rondo around, a guy that you really aren't going to build around or you know, are looking to cut ties with, I mean, why keep this thing going? Go ahead and move him, and if you can, mm-hmm. and if you can't, buy it out, eat that money. I mean, let your guys actually develop in a position that they feel comfortable with. So, you know, that's the thing. They're putting him in position right now, and he just kind of looks a little confused on what he's supposed to be doing. To me, he's most effective with the ball in his hands.
Are we settled into what Doug McDermott is?
What is Doug McDermott?
That's though? What I'm trying to figure it out.
No,
John. I mean,
I actually, that's my
once every 10, 12 days, man, he gives you a 30-point game where you're like, there's the Creighton Doug. And then, you know, he goes a couple of games where you can't see him out there.
I will say this right now. I mean, the last 4 games on this road trip have been brutal for him, and mostly on the defensive end. Forget his shooting numbers. I mean, if he's not going to go out there and hit 3-4 threes for you, then it's not worth it, because he's been just lost on defense. I mean, just basic stuff. Just not understanding. I mean, there's a play yesterday where Lopez picks up Klay Thompson because Thompson ran free down the court. He's yelling to Doug, grab Thompson. I'm going to grab Draymond. Doug just gets caught like in between. Klay just spurts out to the corner. Mm-hmm. Doug just is like, you know, he's in a nice fundamental position with his arms out and stuff, but he's in nowhere land. How do you not recognize what Robin is yelling for you to do? And they they kick it to Klay. He hits the three. I mean, it's just basic stuff like that, just fundamental breakdown. I don't know if he's trying to process too much, if they're trying to put too much into his head, if he's, you know, I don't get it. But I will say this, the one thing about that has changed about him, I don't think he's carrying that I'm a lottery pick weight anymore. I think that's been freed up, and I think Rondo's helped him with that. Just Rondo's whole thing is just, bro, I'm gonna get you the ball, just shoot it, and if you're only gonna play 9 minutes, shoot it every time I get you the ball. And so maybe that's going to be the answer. I mean, that's the mentality they're going to try now. And maybe that's it. Maybe that'll free him up. But as of right now, I will say this. When you look at that draft, I've looked at that draft, there hasn't been a lot to come out of it past McDermott. So it isn't like that they reached to McDermott and there were all these great players after. There have been a lot of bums after McDermott in that draft. You know, Embiid and Wiggins, I think, highlight that draft. But obviously, they had no chance of getting those guys.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's
even the guy they traded for him, Gary Harris, hasn't panned out in Denver.
Yeah, yeah. There have been a lot of bums in that draft. So I will say that. But that doesn't excuse the fact that you gave up two first-round picks to get a guy that you thought was going to be, you know, your Kyle Korver.
Yeah, I just don't know now where this is. Jason impassionedly yesterday talked about an inability to care as much. And when I look at the big picture and I see that what's most likely, we can talk all we want about Carmelo Anthony and Dwayne Wade opting out or whatever, but most likely it'll be another moribund draft and it'll be Jimmy and Gar and Pax and D. Wade and these folks here. And I guess I need a roadmap out of this Bulls ennui that I have. And I don't have it, you know?
I know what you're saying. You know why? Because there is no roadmap. It is what it is. Once you accept what it is, it's a marketing-first organization who, at the end of the day, the Reinsdorfs don't care about you as a fan. If you're a corporate sponsor, you may have their ear slightly, but it's about Jerry Reinsdorf making sure this organization is in the right hands, which is Michael, and running it like a business. It's business first, butts in the seats. If you make the playoffs, so be it. When we can all accept that's what Bulls basketball has been reduced to, then you can free yourself of the angst that you may be going through. If you still think that this front office is going to change and this there's going to be a coaching change and they're going to make things the way they should be for Bulls basketball, you are sadly mistaken. This is what they are. This is all they care to be. And as fans, you have to accept it. And if you want to watch it or pay for it, that's on you.
Well, no, hold on, though. So where's Pax at in this? Because we got a call from Big Al, who always calls and says, oh, you guys let Pax off the hook. And that hasn't been the case for years here. Yeah, exactly. Where is he, though, Joe? Because, you know, Dan argues that he knows he cares and he knows he sees things differently. So how much power does he have to change anything? And if he doesn't have that power, what's the stake that he has in this? He's already been a good soldier for the Reinsdorf family. He's won them championships. He's been a part of a transition where Jerry Krause went away and he took over those duties. Like, what stake does he still have in this if he doesn't have the power to call the shots the way he sees fit?
I used to think that there was that competitive blood flowing through him. I don't think it's there as much anymore, and I think he understands that the Reinsdorfs want to run this as a business first, and so he will go ahead and do that. And that's sad because that's one of the guys you think would be a fighter.
Yes,
the anti.
Yes, it does make me sad to hear that because that's a guy who always had that level of grit just in his nature.
If that was still true, Gar Forman would have been fired last year when Paxson knew this guy was going behind his back and bad-mouthing him on these so-called scouting trips and trying to distance himself from moves made and put him on Paxson, because that's obviously a fireable offense, and the old John Paxson would have stood for that. I just think he's numb to everything, and I think he understands that this family wants to run it as a business first, so I'm going to go ahead and do that.
But how can he be numb, Joe, if he's going into meetings with the players while their coach is right there saying, don't disrespect your coach 2 years ago or a year ago? Like, how can he be numb to it if he's still addressing them on how to comport themselves as professional basketball players?
Because he is unwilling to get rid of the elephant in the room that is causing a lot of dysfunction. And the unwillingness to do that is because he doesn't feel like doing all that busy work that Gar does for him, the dirty work that he doesn't want to do anymore. And so, to me, when you've been stripped of your passion, when you don't want to do your job 100% anymore, when 80% or just pacifying the Reinsdorfs is good enough, then the passion is gone and you are what you are. And so I don't know if that's been created just by him just aging or just by getting worn down by the process. You know, hey, look, he's going to pop his head in and say some Newt Rockne speeches. He did it at the meeting 2 weeks ago, and he did it last year. But at the end of the day, what roster changes are – I mean, what big changes are you actually making? What things are you doing to forward this organization? And the other thing that has been detrimental to this organization is just the missteps in so many capacities with your inability to get along with coaches or hiring the wrong coaches and not understanding that, you know, everything doesn't have to be run. I mean, there's just been so many missteps.
Yeah.
Yep.
And that falls on them. And, you know, and to me, I think when you know that accountability is just a word you could say, but you don't have to live it, then it's just who you become. I mean, to, you know, and I don't think that's Paxton the player. I don't think that's Paxton even the guy that was running this organization maybe 10 years ago, but I think this is what it's become because he just sees what it is. I mean, look, Gar Forman, I mean, it gets back to the same thing. I mean, Michael's not going to fire Gar because the wives are so close with Bulls Charities. So that determines the general manager's job, especially with all the stuff that he's done and the way he's thought of it, not only by players, but around the league by other general managers. I mean, it is what it is. That's why I say I think he's just gotten numb to it all. And you know, the only way for Bulls fans to kind of get through it is for them to be numb as well.
Great. Thanks. This has been lovely.
Talk to you next crisis, Joe.
Thank you, Joe.
Sounds good. All right, boys.
That's Joe Cowley of the Chicago Sun-Times. We have a lot more to come. Some talk about the Charles Oakley situation mm-hmm. and the whole Knicks thing that is just ridiculous. That's at 3 o'clock with Steve Popper. Is New Jersey...
The record.
The Bergen record, mm-hmm. right? It used to be called... Is it still called the Bergen record?
I still refer to it as the record. I used to talk to Steve on the Sirius NBA show all the time because there was always a Knicks controversy a few years ago and nothing has really changed, and he's always entertained me, and he's got an insight that few people have, because when he walks into those rooms, he's not the post guy, he's not the daily news guy, but he burrows into some very, very interesting corners.
The record has a history of really good NBA coverage in the mm-hmm. if you remember, wasn't it Dan Garcia that John Calipari attacked? Called him a Mexican idiot, right?
Okay.
Remember that, Dan Garcia? I want to say...
I'm going to put Dan Garcia, Mexican idiot, into Google here.
Don't want to be a Mexican idiot.
New Jersey Nets issue apology to Star Ledger.
Oh, Star Ledger.
Okay, yeah.
Sorry. I thought it was because there were some...
Let's see what Mexican idiot comes up with images now. Hold on.
Let me see. Careful.
Kevin Zipak.
We also would have accepted to the tune of Mexican radio. Also,
ooh, on a Mexican radio. Idiots.
Mexican idiots. There's a sign here that says they can't deport us all. Donald Trump is in here. By the way, don't put Mexican idiot into Google while you're at work today.
You just did.
Let's go.
Right. Thank you. From Ozzy. Ozzy says, move on, you American idiot.
_
This is the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Just another night in Madison Square Garden. The Knicks blow a fourth quarter lead. Carmelo Anthony is brushing off another Twitter attack from the team president. And Charles Oakley is forcibly removed from the premises. The team will have you believe that Oak was out of control and that he, quote, needs help. Isn't that rich? The Knicks deciding that somebody else needs help. Well, this is a big Charles Oakley house. I can't condone him putting his hands on security. However, he does tell a story that he bought his own ticket, was minding his own business, and was approached by security who said, what are you doing here and you need to leave? There's nothing scarier than hearing Charles Oakley reportedly tell a fan seated nearby, hold my watch. Hold my watch from Charles Oakley is the ultimate, it's time to go. Nobody wins and nobody looks worse than the New York Knicks right now. I'm Jim Rome.
Recently on the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
The U.S. economy added 227,000 jobs in January. Is that a surprise to you?
It was. We had raised our estimate based on some earlier news that we got this week that suggested that our employment market was doing well, but it exceeded even those expectations. A great way to start the year. This is a very large number, Chris. As we've discussed before, when we get 100,000 jobs created in a month, that's about the break even given the nation's demographics. So this obviously is more than twice that.
Let's take a look at quality of the increase.
Leaders were construction and retail. Construction we'll have to take with a little grain of salt. It had been a mild January for most of the country, and that allowed projects to go forward. We'll probably see a little retreat there. But across a lot of other industries, the job gains were widespread.
For the best information on business and the markets, tune in each weekday for the WBBM Noon Business Hour on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
Hey there, friends. You know, there's a new streaming service called DirecTV Now. It's just launched. And if you don't mind having your entertainment and options limited, well, then you should stick with DirecTV Now or even sign up for it. You know, if you'd like to be told when you can watch stuff, then, hey, DirecTV Now is perfect for you. But if you don't like that type of service from a provider, then you should not use DirecTV Now. Listen to this. With DirecTV Now, you can't watch your favorite CW and CBS programming. You don't get Channel 2 News, which is the best in the city. There's no CBS football games. So let's say the Bears or another team you really like watching is playing on CBS. You will not be able to watch it on DirecTV Now. There's no NFL streaming on mobile devices like Sunday Ticket, NFL Network, NFL Red Zone. There's no downloading your content to watch on the go. There's no DVR, so you can't record your shows and watch them on your own time. With DirecTV Now, you only have 72 hours to watch a show, and sometimes you don't get to a program within 3 days. With no DVR, you can't pause and rewind live TV, and you can only stream on up to 2 devices with DirecTV Now. So, you know what the other side of it is? It's Xfinity, which is the very best in entertainment. With Xfinity, you can stream on up to 5 different devices at once. And with the Xfinity TV app, your content is all on the go. You can access your DVR. You can even access video on demand. You can even stream live TV with the Xfinity TV app. And the Xfinity TV app, first of all, is free. And all of that is included at no extra cost. And with Xfinity, you get access to millions of Wi-Fi hotspots nationwide. So there's no need to use your data, which and then in turn saves you more money. So if you want your entertainment options limited, then stick with DirecTV Now. If you want unlimited possibilities with entertainment and taking your entertainment all on the go, then you need Xfinity. So call right now at 1-800-XFINITY or go online to Xfinity.com.
Drivers want it. Join Team Via, the ride-sharing company that is best for drivers. New drivers qualify for 0% commission for a limited time. Call or text 415-VIA-CHI-7.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
At the Home Depot, extra long weekends mean extra big appliance savings. Right now, get a Samsung French door fridge in fingerprint-resistant black stainless steel for just $1,498. You save over $800. Plus, get 12 months financing on appliance purchases of $299 or more with your Home Depot consumer credit card. Nobody beats our prices. Guaranteed. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Credit offer valid through February 22nd, U.S. only, subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Get to JCPenney's President's Day sale and save up to 30% on select major appliances. Plus, get 30-month special financing on purchases of $7.99 or more with your JCPenney credit card. Plus, get free delivery and basic installation on appliance purchases over $2.99. Save on major appliances now at JCPenney's President's Day sale. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. GE, GE Profile, and GE Cafe limited to 10% off savings. Subject to credit approval. Must request at time of purchase. See store associate for details. Available in select stores. Financing terms valid 2/8 to 2/20.
When it's time to get busy on Valentine's Day, celebrate your date the Trojan way. We got condoms galore, and that's for sure. Grab some when you step out to the store. Bearskin, Magnum, Ants, whatever. As long as you're wearing one when you're together, just wrap it up, wrap it up. On Valentine's Day, make sure you wrap it up.
Wrap it up this Valentine's Day with Trojan condoms. Available now at your local retailer. Trojan, America's number one most trusted condom brand.
Wrap it up, wrap it up.
Trojan.
The stores are bringing me a baby brother!
We can do this together.
All right, let's go.
Storks know how to keep kids safe. Do you?
What? Oh, my gosh, you don't know.
I know.
You don't. Oh, man, you laugh when you're uncomfortable.
No.
Making sure your child is in the right car seat is one of the steps to safer travel.
I will rock this.
You will rock this.
To know for sure that your child is in the right car seat for their age and size, visit safercar.gov/the right seat.
Cool, cool, cool. Very cool, very cool.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hey guys, Valentine's Day is this Tuesday. Wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this year? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. They're created by a team of dedicated pajama experts. The world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. You talk about dreamy, she'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they caress every curve. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. And you don't even have to wrap, guys, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Delivery is still guaranteed, so visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs and tell them the score sent you.
We're getting the party started today.
Smile bigger.
I stopped my craziness 20 years ago.
That is not true.
Laugh harder.
I am ready to party.
Feel better.
I've been in an open marriage. I didn't know it was open.
Have more fun every day.
Hello. See, that's how you do it right here.
The Talk.
This is the best job in the world, man.
CBS Weekdays.
Let's go places.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola. Don't miss your chance to catch Big Ten basketball at Welsh Ryan Arena as the Cats host Maryland on Wednesday at 6. Limited tickets remain. Buy now at nusports.com. We start with the Blackhawks and Corey Crawford. He finished with 35 saves. Jonathan Toews had the game winner in overtime. It was a 4-3 final over Minnesota. The Hawks will play in Winnipeg tomorrow and Edmonton on Saturday. AHL, the Wolves host San Antonio tomorrow night. Puck drops at 7. In the NBA, the Bulls lost at Golden State 123-92. They played without Dwayne Wade, who was sick. And Jimmy Butler missed his third consecutive game with a heel contusion. The road trip continues tomorrow night in Phoenix. Elsewhere in the NBA, the Bucks have announced Jabari Parker has torn his left ACL for the second time. And tonight, nice doubleheader for you. The Cavs play at the Thunder with Portland hosting Boston in the late game. Major League Baseball, the Cubs acquired 25-year-old right-handed pitcher Alec Mills from Kansas City. Mills appeared in 3 games last year for the Royals, but spent a majority of his time between AA and AAA, making 23 starts. David Rollins was designated for assignment to make room on the 40-man roster. NFL, Carson Palmer has announced he's returning for the 2017 season. In golf, AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am, Joel Damon leads at 5-under. Jordan Spieth is 1-under through 12, and Lefty is 1-over through 13. College hoops tonight, Purdue at Indiana. Duke hosts North Carolina. Wisconsin travels to Nebraska, and Oregon plays at UCLA. This scoreboard update was brought to you by Hallmark and Russell Stover at Walgreens. Don't forget, Valentine's Day is next Tuesday. Walgreens makes it easy to get in and out with everything you need. A wide selection of Hallmark cards and Russell Stover chocolates, plus fresh flowers, all in one convenient stop, all at your neighborhood Walgreens. Imagine up to 2 years of totally cartridge-free printing. Epson's EcoTank 4550 multifunction printer comes with enough ink for up to 2 years. That's up to 8,000 pages, totally cartridge-free. Visit Epson.com/EcoTank. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
Watching the video of the Charles Oakley incident again, it's really troubling.
Yeah,
it's just... That shouldn't happen. And the fact that Dolan would want it to happen that way, to want to grandstand in that way, sending his security army over there to wrangle Charles Oakley out of Madison Square Garden, that's not just some podunk barn. Right. That's MSG.
It's the Mecca.
That's a basketball cathedral. And that's one of your all-time players there. one of the most respected former NBA players around.
And this is what I'll say, too. For all the people who are texting up talking about what James Dolan account, his account was, why would you dare honor anything James Dolan said over Charles Oakley? Or is this just a race to try to figure out who you think should be right in this situation?
It's the tribalism of immediately retreating to comfortable camps.
Like why do you honor James Dolan? You know, or more so, why do you respect his word more than Charles Oakley in this situation? Maybe was it the owner versus the player? I mean, because James Dolan has done some rotten things. Some awful things. And if you talk to anybody who's lived in New York for any amount of time, whether it be real estate stuff or what happened with the Jets Giants deal, I mean, he's done some rotten things. In the NBA, you know, Jed York the other day said, you know, I'm gonna be the owner here for a long time. So to hell with that noise. And essentially saying you can't fire the owner. I know you can't fire the owner, but there are a lot of people who have looked at this Knicks situation for a long time and tried to figure out how to get that team out of James Dolan's hands. I mean, when you got Dave Checketts, who was the former president of the club, immediately coming to the defense of a guy who he knew was in the wrong, was in the right there in Charles Oakley. And, you know, this isn't just LeBron tweeting out mood, or this isn't just a couple of guys. This is the entire league saying, yo, like, we know what's been going, the undercurrent about this situation for the last couple of years here, where, you know, Charles Oakley has shown up to things that he wasn't invited to and asking why, you know, and some of these athletes hold on to, you know, what their heyday was a little too long. Charles Oakley has just asked, why am I being locked out? Because I've spoken to the media about your team. You know, Carl Banks kills the Giants in New York, kills them on WFAN every single week of the football season. If something happens, hey, Carl Banks is right there for you with a 58 jersey in blue on when it's time to commemorate that team. So growing up in that and coming up in that same environment, Charles Oakley probably thinks it's okay to talk about a team that he loves. Like, he genuinely loves that team and that franchise. And he's gone to many a battle with those dudes who didn't win anything because of Michael Jordan. And now he's in that weird place of being, you know, ostracized because he's speaking about something he loves.
Well, the upshot is that James Dolan now made a martyr out of Charles Oakley.
Oh, yeah.
That if you look at this, to the people who matter, right? No, and I'm not talking about counting in all of our racist texters. I'm just talking about the.
I got to find out why my host country. I found out that I wasn't born here during the commercial break. Apparently, my host country.
Yeah, there is something. Like, something about.
I said the optics of it were crazy. All of a sudden, I was calling James Dolan and the New York Knicks racist. Like, what are you talking about?
Something
I'm talking
about
the optics of the situation.
This screen is really
this is hilarious.
Really quite something.
I got like a 3-page text just now telling me about my immigrant family.
Go back to your home country.
I'm like, wait a minute. I thought I was. I looked at the birth certificate. Said St. Francis Hospital. Said
fake.
8 pounds,
fake.
10 ounces. Oh yeah, my bad.
Not real.
Said Kenya. But it's for real. Like, I didn't know. Somebody got to tell my mom. That I wasn't birthed here in these United States of America. My God. Like, what are we on right now? Like, do you really feel that strongly about James Dolan? Are you that big a Knicks fan? Like, what? Like, come on out, man. We're in a new day and age where you can say whatever you want to say. Don't hide behind and your Knicks fandom.
And I don't know where this has started. Everyone said that he was the instigator or he was screaming at people. They walked up to him. That group of security martinets walked up to him and they baited him. This Dolan's thugs baited him. And they got what they wanted, and all they wanted was to escalate the situation.
Yeah, so not to touch him.
Yep,
they kept touching him.
Yep, they knew they were dealing with.
Yeah.
They baited him on purpose. And the whole thing about him yelling and shouting obscenities to start it, that people who sat there said that didn't happen.
He had just arrived.
He just walked in and sat down 3 minutes
into the ball game. And for the people, listen. I know security guards, hell, no police officers, and this isn't some anecdotal story. I understand that you may have a job to do sometimes that you don't want to do because some of these security guards were explaining to him after he asked, why am I being escorted out? And actually, that audio is out there. I'm going to try to go ahead and forward this over to our guys. But
it's going to need some bleeping.
No. The audio of his account of the situation after he got bailed out.
No, there is actual, there's real-time audio.
You got it? All right, so this is Charles Oakley after he was bailed out. Well, after he was, because I believe there was a desk receipt or like a desk warrant or whatever that means.
Mm-hmm.
He was allowed to leave on his own volition. But this is him after the situation and after he was outside of the police office.
What happened? Me and four friends went to the game tonight to watch the Knicks and the Clippers. Get there, sit down, trying to have a good time. Next thing I know, I was asked to leave the building. I asked why. And said, guys, well, you have to leave because someone ordered you to leave. And I'm like, I've been here 4.5 minutes. I'm a Knicks fan. Played here for 10 years. I love the Knicks. I love New York. This is my heart. I wish them all the luck and success on the basketball court. I wonder why I'm not welcome into the Garden.
And what happened next?
Next thing I know, 7-8 guys. More and more kept coming at me, and I'm like, why do I have to leave?
And what reason did they give?
They said, I have to leave. They got ordered. And, you know, I was on my back, you know, so disrespected. But, you know, things happen in life, you know. Lucky I was, you know, went down and got booked, and I got out.
And how did it escalate from when they asked you to...
I mean, we know somebody walking up on you, you got to protect yourself in all matters. And I've been in situations like that before. I've been jumped before. So my mind always matter thinking, like, if you see 7, 8, 9, 10 guys walking up on you, you have to brace yourself and be ready for the challenge. And that's all I was thinking.
So you felt somewhat threatened?
Yeah. If somebody more than 2 or 3 people walking up to you, you know. And, you know, yeah. Threatened, yes.
What's your status in terms of going back to the Garden or with James Dolan?
I don't know no status, but you know what? As long as the fans care about me, I love the fans, and I'm always going to love the fans. I'm a Knicks fan for life. No matter if I go back to the Garden or not, I'm still going to cheer for the Knicks because I've played here for a decade. My heart and soul are here. I know people love the way I play, and I really appreciate it. I wasn't the best player, but I came out to play every night, and that's what they want to see you play with heart and effort.
The situation wasn't handled well, just period.
Why was he asked to leave?
That's what he asked. You know, why am I being ordered to leave?
He bought a ticket.
Yeah.
He didn't do anything to violate the inherent contract of that ticket. All he did was walk in and sit down.
We'll talk to Steve Popper in about 15 minutes or so from the record. We'll talk to him not only about this Knicks situation, but the Oakley situation as well.
After that and before Jay Jaffe, remind me to get to Jordan Spieth.
Okay.
And the incident.
Nothing gets to Jordan Spieth.
Remind me to get to what happened to and with him. And I thank everybody that tipped me off to that story, that made sure that I had it, knowing exactly how I have felt about it in the past. So it's something I definitely want to get to today on Bernstein and Goff on the Score.
You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
Hey, this year, give your Valentine a gift that's more personal than roses, more creative than candy, and lasts forever. Send her a Beargram from Vermont Teddy Bear. A Beargram includes a personalized teddy bear, gourmet chocolate, gift card, and signature box. Now, ranging from sweet to funny, romantic to friendly, you can send a Beargram to inspire smiles, make memories, or just break the ice. Now, check out the entire collection of over 50 Valentine's Day bears at VermontTeddyBear.com. That's VermontTeddyBear.com. From the world's softest bear to the 6-foot hunk of love bear, from the zombie love bear to the sultry 50 Shades of Gray bear. Or how about the new I Love Lucy Chocolate Factory bear? Vermont Teddy Bear invites you to say, I love you, in a personal, heartfelt way. Remember, Valentine's Day is this Tuesday, and delivery is guaranteed. So visit VermontTeddyBear.com or call 1-800-829-BEAR and tell them the score sent you.
CBS Thursday. Don't miss the new drama, Training Day. A rogue detective.
Police work's like sex. It's a lot more effective when it isn't pretty.
Will take his rookie partner.
Cops have rules.
I'm not pushing a patrol car anymore, Dorothy.
Where he's never gone before.
Drop your weapons.
From the executive producer of CSI.
My last two trainees didn't make it through a single shift.
I'll take my chances.
I'm the test nobody passes.
Training Day, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
Shop, click, drive at AppleChevy.com this weekend for pre-auto show savings. Find your tag. Find your savings on Apple Chevy's entire inventory on new Chevys, including the 2017 Cruze. Get details at AppleChevy.com. Find new roads.
When you're shopping for a Chevy, pick Apple Chevrolet.
Join the Score, broadcasting live every day from the Toyota Sports Corner at the 2017 Chicago Auto Show. Check out the Score live broadcasts and visit Toyota to see the full lineup of cars, trucks, and SUVs. Visit 670thescore.com/events to find out about broadcast times as well as dates and times of athlete appearances, including a Skype session with Chicago Cub Albert Almora. Brought to you by Toyota, the official vehicle of the Chicago Cubs. Let's go places!
The material handling equipment industry has been around since the dawn of machines, so why not choose the company that's been there from the start? Equipment Depot is the largest independent forklift dealer in the U.S. So whether you're moving products or building, they've got you covered with the leading brands of forklifts and aerial lifts. Their goal is to continue breaking barriers and becoming the company you can't imagine living without. For new and used forklift sales, service, parts, and rental, Equipment Depot is equipped to serve. The best equipment, the best service, guaranteed. 35 locations and online at eqdepot.com.
Team VIA wants the best drivers in Chicago. Join VIA, the ride-sharing company that is best for drivers. Earn a high signing bonus and take home all your earnings with 0% commission for a limited time. With VIA, you'll have friendly customers and the best support. You can always call or text the VIA support line. Call or text 415-VIA-CHI-7 or apply at drivewithvia.com. Text or call 415-842-2447 and join Team VIA.
CBS Monday, Kevin James is back.
And by the way, I'm on the Yelp now, so I will bring this place down.
Living the life.
I got the guys coming over at 11 for a little day drinking. Then we're all going to learn how to use crossbows.
And looking good.
We got charged $90 for 4 tubs of muscle milk protein powder.
Oh, that was me. I was watching Rocky III and I got all fired up.
Does comedy get any better than this?
I want to say no.
Are you ready to find out?
I also want to say yes.
Kevin Can Wait, CBS Monday.
Recently on the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
The U.S. economy added 227,000 jobs in January. Is that a surprise to you?
It was. We had raised our estimate based on some earlier news that we got this week that suggested that our employment market was doing well, but it exceeded even those expectations. A great way to start the year. This is a very large number, Chris. As we've discussed before, when we get 100,000 jobs created in a month, that's about the break even given the nation's demographics. So this obviously is more than twice that.
Let's take a look at quality of the increase.
Leaders were construction and retail. Construction we'll have to take with a little grain of salt. It had been a mild January for most of the country, and that allowed projects to go forward. We'll probably see a little retreat there. But across a lot of other industries, the job gains were widespread.
For the best information on business and the markets, tune in each weekday for the WBBM Noon Business Hour on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
You taught me that move. You taught me the move.
Revolving door?
Any public door.
Yeah, go high.
If I had, I try not to touch. I mean, I am a germaphobe.
Mm-hmm.
I freely admit.
I saw a package of wet ones in the other studio, and I made a joke about why they were in there, and we started talking about how germs they're plaguing my mind these days because of the baby. So every time I go to Mariano's, like once, I'm going every night now.
They've got the Purell stations
they do,
right there.
They do, but then if you think about your hands being in the same place as another person's hands on the grocery cart, it's kind
of...
It's awful.
I completely it's awful, sanitize. Like, I don't know if you ever read the Michael Crichton's Andromeda Strain.
Mm-mm.
Years ago. I mean, terrific sci-fi book. You know, just typical Michael Crichton. And he... there's a lab in the desert, this secret government lab where they're researching all of these pathogens, and they disinfect you by flash burning off your a micro layer of skin. And I'm like, that's wow. Like, I fantasize about that.
Just walk through a machine.
Yeah, someday we just sort of walk through,
right.
And then it's just gone. You sort of dust it off,
right, right.
And everything's fine.
You're nice and clean from there on out.
The thing is, at my Juul, they have the industrial strength hand sanitizer in that clear pump bottle. There's one at every cashier station for the cashiers to use because they're in contact with so much stuff. And I always, there's two at the deli. There's one at the meat counter. Like, I can't pass it without.
It's like you're going past the samples, eating them. Right? You're going past every single hand sanitizer and sampling. So,
And the thing is, like in airports too, like with my kids,
gross.
When we travel, I always tell my kids, don't touch surfaces.
Yeah.
Don't touch anything. It's on the plane, in the airport, railings, handles. Is it when we're on an escalator? Grab me. You want to grab.
If you're falling down, grab onto
Dad. Seriously, the kid. They must think there's something like where there's like weird family from the compound or something.
Everyone touch each other.
No, seriously, they'll like on an escalator. They'll like they'll lock arms. They're like, don't. Touch that thing.
Right.
Because my kid will have his fingers in his nose
course,
in 2 seconds, and the next thing he's
Dad,
running.
I got an eye infection.
Right, right. Running 102 fever right. The moment we land, right? So I do love the ubiquitousness of hand sanitizer in stations. Yeah. And every time I see one, I think, oh, yeah.
People,
that's the good.
It's a little tip for you. Revolving doors. Don't touch the handle. Go high on the revolving door.
Or use your elbow. Use the arm bar.
But yeah,
use the
yeah.
fist.
You can get the leverage that you still need, and then you can push it as fast as you want. But go high. Go to touch the summit. Make it low.
Yeah. You got to go low. You can kick it.
But then you're bending
can
down.
Can I kick it?
but then you're bending down a little bit, and it may be cumbersome for you if you're a bigger person. Go high on the revolving door. That way you're not touching the bar, and no one else is going high with you until now because I'm giving
right,
out.
Now you're
secret.
Ruining it for
exactly,
everybody.
Exactly, but go high on those revolving doors.
And always, when you're pushing buttons on an elevator, just use that knuckle.
Use the knuckle.
Yeah, don't use your fingertip.
Yeah.
Fingertip might rub your eye. It might, you know, there could be just, it's that's how you get sick, is touching stuff.
Dude, I got told by a doctor, probably like, this is awful. Probably about 6 or 7 years ago, I had an ear infection. And it's because I was using Q-tips too often. And I go to the doctor. I go, dude, what the hell's going on here? Like, I want clean ears, but this is off. He's like, Jason,
who outside of a toddler gets an ear infection?
Come on, right? Man. So he goes, Jason. I think I was swimming too, so I had some water locked in. He goes, Jason, nothing should go in your ear except for your elbow. And so I leave or whatever, give the insurance card, and the entire time on the entire ride home, I'm thinking to myself, how am I supposed to get my elbow in my ear? And then the next morning, I woke up like, oh, he made nothing goes in your ear. I wish this happened when I was like 12 or 11, but this happened when I was like 28, 29, and I feel awful about it. This
Steve,
is the idiot that you're listening to right now.
Steve Popper at NorthJersey.com is going to join us to talk about the Charles Oakley situation, some NBA stuff, and Bernstein and Goff on the score. And assorted roses, a free glass vase, and standard shipping and handling included. All for just $34.99. Just go to proflowers.com. Make sure you use my code Bernstein. Pick your flowers, check out in 2 minutes, and you're good. I've seen these flowers, and when they guarantee that they last 7 days, it's because they do. If they don't, you get your money back, and they're confident that they will. Order now. You have it delivered on Valentine's Day, right to home or work. Can't beat the price. Can't beat the convenience. ProFlowers takes care of all the details, so trust them to get it right. Don't get stuck without a plan for Valentine's Day. Here is the only way to get your dozen assorted roses, a free glass vase, and shipping and handling included. Everything. All done for $34.99. Go to proflowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner. Type in Bernstein. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic. Type in my last name, Bernstein. Valentine's Day is days away. Don't wait. Don't miss out. Order because the deal expires.
At the Home Depot, extra long weekends mean extra big appliance savings. Right now, get a Samsung French door fridge in fingerprint-resistant black stainless steel for just $1,498. You save over $800. Plus, get 12 months financing on appliance purchases of $299 or more with your Home Depot consumer credit card. Nobody beats our prices. Guaranteed. The Home Depot.
More saving, more doing. Credit offer valid through February 22nd, U.S. only, subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Get to JCPenney's President's Day sale and save up to 30% on select major appliances. Plus, get 30-month special financing on purchases of $7.99 or more with your JCPenney credit card. Plus, get free delivery and basic installation on appliance purchases over $2.99. Save on major appliances now at JCPenney's President's Day sale. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. GE, GE Profile, and GE Cafe limited to 10% off savings. Subject to credit approval. Must request at time of purchase. See store associate for details. Available in select stores. Financing terms valid 28 to 220.
When it's time to get busy on Valentine's Day, celebrate your date the Trojan way. We got condoms galore, and that's for sure. Grab some when you step out to the store. Bearskin, Magnum, Ants, whatever. As long as you're wearing one when you're together, just wrap it up, wrap it up. On Valentine's Day, make sure you wrap it up. Wrap it up this Valentine's Day with Trojan condoms. Available now at your local retailer. Trojan, America's number one most trusted condom brand. Wrap it up, wrap it up.
Trojan.
Shop, click, drive at AppleChevy.com for pre-auto show savings on their entire inventory of SUVs and trucks, including Silverado pickups. Don't miss the pre-auto show discounts at Apple Chevy. Get details at AppleChevy.com. Find new roads.
When you're shopping for a Chevy, pick Apple Chevrolet.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly. I've gone from working